there are often difficult, confusing statements in Chazal, things that we struggle with. What are they trying to say? How do we apply it to our lives? And sometimes, as well, we find that in the Rishonim, there are strange statements, whether it comes to halacha or hashkafa. And also, we find within the Achronim as well, Gedolei Achronim saying things that we struggle with, and we're not entirely sure what we are to make of it. And there is such a comment in the Kli Yakar in this week's Parsha. And what we'd like to do for the entire shiur is discuss this singular Kli Yakar. It's a very difficult Kli Yakar, halacha l'maisa, as we'll see. And we'll see that it should inform us, or the discussion about this Kli Yakar will inform us about our own process of growth, process of tshuva, and our own process in Avodas Hashem. The Kli Yakar, on the discussion of Parah Aduma, wants to understand, like everybody else, what is going on. What is this idea of the Parah Aduma, all the different significant aspects behind it, the details within the preparation of the Parah Aduma. And the Kli Yakar there takes a hint from the Baal HaAkedah, the Akedas Yitzchak, in his trying to approach the most difficult part of the entire process of the Parah Aduma, which we are all aware of, that it is Matar the Tmeim, and those who are Tameh become Tahor. Listen, as we look inside, to what the Kli Yakar writes. This is in Bamidbar Yutes Chaf Aleph. V'altsad haremez makom iti lomar al pi divrei Baal HaKedah. I'd like to take a hint from the Akedas Yitzchak. Shepiresh Kol inyone hapara al darke hatshuva kamavor b'sifro. He explains that all the different pieces of the Parah Aduma correspond to the process of tshuva. V'al zeh hadarach, and in light of that, karuv lishma shurafuas hanefesh kurafuas haguf. Just like one is brings healing for the nefesh, so too he brings for the guf. Ki hamashke moa l'tshuvas adam chola, mazik adam bari. An idea we've heard before. Someone who is sick takes medicine, it helps them. And someone who is healthy takes medicine, that would not be so good for them, because that same reaction could be negative for the healthy person. Kmo shamu rabu seinu. As the Gemara in Tainus says, Bar be Rav de Yosef Tanisa Kabbalah Shirusa, the Gemara there simply says that fasting for someone who is healthy or someone who is not sinning is bad. A person should not engage in extra personal fasts if they don't need to. Only someone who feels that there's something wrong, they need to do some sort of tshuva, should engage in extra fast. Harei shetzomos tamei mesatorim, a fast can be metame those who are pure, umetar natameim, and can make that which is pure impure. Pirush. Mi shenitma kfar ba'aveira. A person who has become tamei through an aveira, hatzomos achrechim lo, so those somos are necessary. V'chahi sha'amru rabbeinu. This is what the very famous Gemara in Yuma Peivav says. Hei chidami bal tshuva. How do a person know if he's a bal tshuva? Kagon. If that occurrence in which the person did the aver comes to him again and he stays away from it, that person is a Baal Tshuva. Machi Rav Yehuda Ba'osa Perek, Uba'osa Isha, Uba'osa Makom. Says Rav Yehuda, not only that, a person becomes a Baal Tshuva if it was a person engaged in sexual immorality with that person in that place, in that same instance, and the person refrains in that same circumstances again, so that person is a Baal Tshuva. Tzarech shesham tia gvuraso, ki amakom achet v'shar she'avar bo. Tzarech shesham tia gvuraso l'skaba el yitzro. In the place in which the person did the avera, they will find the gvura to overcome the yitzer. Shekvar tam pe tam avera, umevakesh limudo, because the person has already tasted the avera, v'zehu she'amar. And this is what the pasuk in Hosea says. V'ya b'makom asher ya'amar lahem lo ami atam, yomar lahem b'ni kel chai. Hashem will tell us in that place where we rejected Hashem, so then again Hashem will say to us that we are His children. Says the Kli Yakar, what does the pasuk mean? Dafka b'makom hachet, in the same place where we rejected Hashem, asher sham yomar lahem lo ami atem, b'makom ahu tiyah hatshuva, v'sham yomar lahem b'ni kelchai. In that same place where we told Hashem, no, I want nothing to do with you, Hashem says, you guys are not good for me. In that place, that same place where we will go and travel again, and we will come back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'yesh omrim, shezeh kavanas razal, and this is what the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Daled says. Makom shebalei tshuva omdim, tzadikim gemurim, ein yacholim lamod sham. The place where balei tshuva are, so tzadik gemur cannot go there. What does that mean? Ki abal tshuva tzarech l'amod b'makom asher amad sham berishona ul'hisyached im oso isha asher chata. Says the Kli Yakar, when a person goes to do tshuva, and the example he gives is, a person engaged in immorality, he should go back to the same exact place and engage in the act of yichud and be alone with that person, and then overcome his yetzer in that place and remove himself. And therefore, b'makom shebali tshuva omdim, the baal tshuva needs to go back and do tshuva in the same exact circumstance, to go actively on his own, to go back there and do tshuva. Aval tzadik gamur osur hayichud. But for a tzadik gamur who never did an aveira, we should tell someone who never did anything wrong, who never had any inclination for a treif, to go to a treif restaurant, go stand in the treif restaurant, smell all the food there, and then say, no, it's not for me, and walk out. No, that the tzaddik gomer can't go there. Ki aser lahavi nafshu b'nisayu nimsa sheyichudainu etzem hatshuva. It's aser for the tzaddik to go to that place and test himself and get tshuva and put himself, because he doesn't need the tshuva. Metameh hatahorim umetaher hatmeim, says the Kli Yakar. That's what the Parah Aduma means. That the aspect of tshuva is metaher the tmeim, someone who is tameh, so they can put themselves in that difficult situation on purpose and then be metaher themselves. But the same act of tshuva, says the Kli Yakar, if a person who is tahor, a person who is a tzaddik, goes to that place, he'll be metameh himself, and that would be totally inappropriate. In case you think that the Kli Yakar is speaking in a way of remez, and he's not being entirely clear on what he's saying, he repeats the same thing in his Sefer Olos Ephraim, in Chelek Beis Reish Chaf Ches, where he says, black on white, that a person who wants to do tshuva should go to that same place, at the same place of the Avera, test himself, and then extricate himself from that place of the Avera. We can all understand the Kli Yakar is saying something very dramatic, that a person should purposely go and test himself in order to do tshuva. We find similar ideas in other places in the early Achronim. Rav Barzilai Yaivitz, so he was the one of the Gedolim of Izmir, so he writes in his Lashon Arumim that a Baal Tshuva can stand in the place where the Avera was done, to Metak and the Chait, and then he says, based on the Gemara Brachos of Tess, we don't have it here on the sheet, but he says, Imra Isa Talmud Chacham She'avar Avera Balayla. What does that mean if you see a Talmud Chacham who's doing an Avera at night? Meaning you see Talmud Chacham going to a place of an Avera, Al Taharer Acharav Bayom. Don't question him in the day. Don't think he's going to do an Avera. Rather, Vadai Asa Tshuva. Now, we usually understand that to mean, don't think he did anything wrong, because certainly he has already done Tshuva when you saw him going to do the thing that was wrong. Says the Lashon Arumim, no. When he's going to the Makom of Chet, Vade Asa Tshuva, he's doing Tshuva now. He's returning to the place where he made a mistake and going back there on purpose to do Tshuva. However, a Tzadik Gomer, he says, cannot go and do the same thing. Many of the sources we're going to see, so this whole sugya of the Kli Yakar, I came across in a beautiful sefer on Yichud called the Gan Na'ol, which is a sefer that was recently put out. So he has a footnote in the back, which he raises the issue with the Kli Yakar, and some of the sources we see are going to be highlighted by him. So one of the sources he points out is the sefer Rav Yaveh, which is based on one of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. So Rav Yaakov Yosef Me'astra. So he writes in his Perush Tehillim in Perek Lamed Vav. B'shem, this is in the top of the next column. B'shem Rav Yisrael Baal Shem Tov Zal. Da'amru, as it says in Yuma, Sarach Lasos Tshuva Ba'osa Makom Ba'osa Isha Ba'osa Zman. Tshuva has to be done in the same circumstances as the person sinned. Hanu Shiira Baal Tshuva She's Damelo Osa Isha She'avri Ma'avera Ba'osa Makom Uva'osa Zman. The Baal Tshuva must go back to the same exact circumstance and engage in that situation once again. Ve'imas V'yisana Osa V'lo Yavor Ima Avera, and then hate it and not do the Avera. Zehu Tshuva She'zoveach Yitzhara. This is how you you shecht your Yetzer Hara. V'hikshu b'masifta derakia, they ask in the sefer, masifta derakia, halok shahalach la'avor imo se'isha avera halach b'chitzufus v'sachak imisha ad shabal yidei avera. A person is going to go do an avera v'akshav k'shabal asos tshuva v'holich lo'os ha'makom she'isha sham holich b'kfifus rosh v'tznias k'dei limos. Listen up, he's now going there to hate the situation, to hate the avera. Imkein eno tshuva gemura she'enu dom la'asiyas avera. To go around, says the Baal Shem Tov, and simply hate the Avera and never put yourself in that situation again isn't a tshuva. How do I know I won't do it? V'tirtu b'masifsiz rakia shib'emes hutra labal tshuva pam shenis. He has a heter, a second time. Leilich b'chatzifas l'ischoki ma'ishish avrima pam rishon, to go and to hang out with that Avera, so to speak, another time. U'migmakom yachav yitzo harav yimas v'sno. And then only then when the Yetzer comes up we'll begin to hate it and to remove that Avera. So says the Rav Yehve in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. And there are similar ideas brought in small Achronish Sfarim as well. And certainly, this is not the Minhag HaOlam, and this is not what we advocate. And we need to understand why and see why the Kli Yakar is so difficult. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, Ezuhi Tshuva Gemura. What is a Tshuva Gemura? Zeh Sheba Liyado, says the Rambam. That in which the situation comes to you. Not that you go out and look for trouble. The Rambam says, Zeh Sheba Liyado, Dover She'avar Bo, Ve'ef Sheba Yado, Lasso Supir Shelo Asa Bifnei HaTshuva. And it comes to you and you separate from the thing because of tshuva. Lo miyir v'lo michshon koach ketzad harei shabal isha ba'avera. A person engages in avera u'le'achar zman nisyachar ima, and it turns out again that they're in the situation with that avera. V'hu omeid b'havaso ba'vav b'koach gufo medina she'avar ba u'pireish v'lo avar zehu bal tshuva gemura. The Rambam says, if it comes to your hand and then you separate from it, that's about tshuva gemura. Rabbeinu Yonah writes the same thing in Shari Tshuva and the Shar Aleph in Mem Tes. And it seems maybe the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah are arguing whether do you only get tshuva gemura if you're actually in that situation again, or if you're potentially in that situation again. Seems to be a machlokas. But nobody is advocating that we go and engage in situations that might tempt us in Avero. So says the Rambam. The Leket Yosher is the Talmud of the Trumas HaDeshen. So he collected, before we had Svarim that collected the Hanagos of Arabeim and writing down all their answers and questions. So 700 years ago, there was the Leket Yosher doing it first with the Trumas HaDeshen. So he writes in the Leket Yosher, on page Kuf Lamed Vav in the classic printings, he says, V'den zikra bal tshuva, shamati, I heard, derech shmua, lo yadati mi, but I don't remember who, she'echad ratza lasos, because if a person wants to go and do this on his own and put himself in that situation, v'asa avera shenis. But what happened? He ends up doing another avera. So it says like a Yosher, it's probably not such a good idea. Okay, so we already have a number of statements here in the Rishonim. In addition, the Rav Yaakov Lobrevam, the author of the Nesivas HaMishpat, so he has a drasha for Shabbos Shuvah. And in that drasha, we'll get to that in a second, but he quotes the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim writes on the bottom of the first page, in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, where he's discussing different aspects or ways to do Shuvah. Al Yomar Hare Amar Rav Yehuda. A person should not say, but Rav Yehuda in the Gemara told me, Bosa Isha, Bosa Makom, Bosa Perak. That's what Rav Yehuda said. I should go back and tempt myself with that Avera. Akayim Zeh. And I should go and do it. Kishema Isha Tichbot Vizdakik Vialo Chait. Maybe the chait will be even greater. You don't know the situation again. The temptation will be even more. And nobody says you should put yourself in a situation where you should engage in the possibility of sin. And on that comment of the Sefer Chassidim, the Chida writes, and in the Makor Ches and the Sefer Chassidim, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Zayin says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, La'olam yoyavi adam atzmo de nisayon. A person should not put himself in nisayon to be tempted. Sharei David HaMelech, Yisrael hevi atzmo de nisayon, because as we know, David HaMelech, as the Gemara there goes on to explain, asked Hashem to put himself in a test, and he did not pass the test with flying colors. And therefore, a person should not tense himself in such a way. So if we turn the page and look at the words of the Baal Nesivas and his drashos, he quotes the Sefer Chassidim, and he says, based on the Gemara in Yuma, Dahainu Ba'osa Makum Ba'osa Yisha Ba'osa Zman, V'chazer V'chayt Nivenash HaChasid Alzeh, Shekasha D'mehechi Teisi HaChasid Onesh, Hadina Kamar D'b'shas Amru Hajekein. L'fima Shekasa Lokashi says, why shouldn't we be punished? Isn't that what it says in Gemara? Devade in Kavanas HaShas. The Kavana of Gemara, of the Tanaim is, Shiyisiyachri Imo Lebal Tshuva, that a person who's about Tshuva should go and be alone with a woman, and he shouldn't sin. Shere Yichud Asr, Yichud in itself is Asr. Rak HaKavana Kamashar Kasuv, Shat Tshuva Yeh Gedola Kolkach, Ad Shiyich LaHazuma, that the Tshuva should be so extensive that it removes all possibility of Aveira. Benefesh Shanoi Bo Bechir Rishon, that feeling that was in the Neshama at first. Ad Shafilu Im Hayam Mizdaman La Osa Isha Baosa Makom Uva Osa Zman Lo Hayachatzuv Shuv, you would not sin again. That if the possibility arose, you would know yourself that this would not become an issue for you. Says the Maharal in the Nesiv Hatshuv, in the Nesiv HaSolom Paragimel, and the Maharal has a different approach, but the same idea. He says, "Vein rotz alom r' Moshe amar b'osa makom b'osa isha." He says, "I don't have to tell you." Says the Maharal, "Kilo tim sed tshuva eladafka binyan zesh." That doesn't mean that this is the only way to do tshuva. That a person needs to be physically tempted again by that avera. Shim kain imesa osa isha lo yelo tshuva. Because if, let's say, a person does an avera with another person in aspects of immorality, and let's say that person dies, or I can never do tshuva because I can't hang out with that person again and tempt myself, says Maharal, that's impossible. Where do we have an idea of an avera bein adam lemakom that you can't get tshuva for because of another human being? Obviously, bein adam lechavero, you need to go to the other person and do tshuva if you offend them. But an avera bein adam lemakom, where do we find that a person should be contingent in his tshuva? Tshuva should be contingent on somebody else. Elo rotza lomar she mitzdar hachet. If a person is so pained by the sin, shivade lo haya over osa avera im osa avera haisa ba atal elav zenikra bal tshuva. That a person is so pained that this person is called a bal tshuva. So says the Maharal. Writes the Noda B'Yehuda in his Drushe Hatzlach. He gave many, many drushos in Prague in the 1700s, so they did not have drushas every Shabbos. The rabbi gave a drusha Shabbos Shuva, and gave a drusha Shabbos HaGadol, and a few other times a year, but that's when the drushas occurred. And all these are collected in the Drushe Hatzlach of the Noda B'Yehuda. So he writes in the first drush, he says, Amnam ani omer sherabim tov b'divrei Rabbi Yehuda. He says, many people are mistaken with the words of Rabbi Yehuda. She'amar ba'osa makom ba'osa isha. With the same place and the same woman, Shekavanas Rabbi Yehuda Shebal Tshuva Hishtadl Shiyavo Od Hapam Ba'aveir Liyadov Yishuvena. He Bal Tshuva should put on his gartel and go to the mikvah and say Hinri Muchan Mazuman Lekai Mitzos Tshuva and go and walk in to the place and put himself in the situation of the Aveira. No, certainly Rabbi Yehuda would not have told him to say Hinri Muchan Mazuman. So Al Derech Sheamru Derech Halatza Makom Shebal Yitshuva Omdim Ki At Tzadik Asur Lisiached. It's Asur for a Tzadik to put himself in such a situation. And this is what people say, he says. God forbid one should say such a thing. We should allow a person to violate one avera in order to get to tshuva. Such a thing would be a mitzvah haba ba'avera. V'yada rabba, habal tshuva tzorech lasos gedarim lahosiv shmir al shmiraso. He should be running in the opposite direction. More fences, more gedarim, to make sure we don't repeat our averos. V'chalad mitzorech lezar miyichud v'ro'olam toim tos. And many people are mistaken in this regard, says the Noda B'Yehuda. Rav Tzadok HaKohen, as well, in his Takanos HaShavim, in Perek Tes Vav, quotes the Kli Yakar and the story in the Rav Yeve. He says, "V'ivre nihira zezman Rav shebiyadi sefer Rav Yeve." He says, "I saw this sefer with this Perek Shantehillim with the story of the Baal Shem Tov. Verisi sham b'tehillim al pasuk achilik elav beinav. Based on this pasuk, mevi shal Baal Shem Tov b'shem besifta derakia. The Baal Shem Tov allowed lahatu lahavi asmu habal tshuva lidei kach. That the Baal Shem Tov allowed such a thing." V'shivreisi gam b'sefer Kli Yakar, says Rav Tzadok HaKohen, "I saw the Kli Yakar and this week's Parsha Chukras, Kasav Kain, who perish b'shem Yesh Mefarshim, And it's not really Yesh Mefarshim. I think the Kliyakr says this on his own. Shabbal Yeshuva Omdim Ein Tzadikim Gurm Liyachom Lamo Dehainu Dim Asur Lisachet Havi Asmon Lidei Nisayon. Fine. Ve'en Ke'es HaSefer Iti L'das Boryan Shal Dvar Mu'urin. Says Rav Tzadok. I don't have the Kliyakr with me right now. U'be'ikra Dabar Zed Tzarech Iyun Ma'od. And that Kliyakr requires Tzarech Iyun Ma'od. V'lo Nita Lamar Klal. But it cannot be the case. K'moshe Kasafti, as he goes on to explain. The Kliyakr cannot be the case. It cannot be the practice of what we're supposed to do when a person has to go under the process of tshuva and repent. Says Rav Yonas and Aibishus in the Yeros Dvash in Chelek Aleph in the first drush, in the next column on the bottom of the page. He says, Kihu yachtu sham lekach amru, the Gemara Numa says, Havidor about tshuva bosa makom, daike shisham chatu vavano pol mashkus lechav lesavos vuhu nitzal imenu. Vezeo loos kihu bal tshuva gamor, vakarish baruchu messayu veozer lo bulim yichash obam. Hakarish baruchu will help such a person out that he will not sin. Lekach amru, the Gemara Bracho says, makom shabali tshuva omdim ein tzadikim gomor yichom lamod, ki at tzadik ein lo kokach ezer mahashem bederach nisi. Says Rav Yonas and Aibishitz, the tzaddik will not have extra help when he goes to do tshuva. V'im kein b'makom shehu chas v'sholom hiya nifta adei mashchisim ha'ela, and therefore the tzaddik in such a place will sin. Aval bal tshuva HaKadosh Baruch Hu messiah lo b'derech nifla v'nisi. The bal tshuva HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him nisiyata d'shmaya when he's in that place. So it's not clear from Yonas and Aibishitz, is he saying that you should go, or is he saying that if it does happen? But he does seem to perhaps hint to the idea of the Kliyakar that if a person is in that situation, he has special siyata d'shmaya from Kadosh Baruch Hu if he's a Baal Tshuva. Not if he's a tzaddik. The tzaddik should now go and say, I'm going to go and put myself in terrible situations, and Hashem will help me out. No, Hashem's not going to help you out. If you're a Baal Tshuva, says the Yaros Dvash, and you put yourself, and that situation comes up again, so then there will be special siyata d'shmaya. Rav Ari Leib Zins, the nephew of the Yaros Dvash, says a similar thing in his parish on Kohelis as well. Halacha l'maisa, writes Rav Moshe Feinstein, Negros Moshe, in Or HaChaim, in Chelek Dalad, Kuf Yud Ches. This is a tshuva, a beautiful tshuva, and a painful tshuva, that Rav Moshe wrote to someone who was struggling terribly with averos of immorality and znus, and they wanted to know what the process of tshuva was. And Rav Moshe writes there, in the context of this tshuva, he says, V'lechein acharei sheish l'kol adam af elu shol nekashlu b'cheit lizar minisyonos mikamo shetignu chazal l'spal b'chol yom b'brachos ha-shachar. Every day we daven in b'brachos ha-shachar. V'al tivyeni l'dei nisayon. We ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu every morning, don't put me in the place of nisayon. Kol shekein she'elu shenichshelu kvar. That's people who never sinned. Says Rav Moshe, kol shekein, someone who did do an avera. You must be very careful from being tested. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, certainly the Kliyakr is not halacha. No person should go and say, I know myself, I'm going to be fine this time, not many issues, I'm going to put myself there in that situation of Aveira, and everything will work out just fine. Okay. Now, we do also have a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. I didn't bring it here on the sheet, but the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Al tamen ba'asmacha yom oso. In the second Pirkei Avos says, a person should not trust himself until the day of his death. Says Rabbeinu Yonah there, when it comes to one's midos, and it comes to how a person acts, don't trust yourself. You don't know what is going to be. And the Mefarshim also points out, when it comes to Gedarim, a person should not test himself when it comes to Gedarim, whether it's Gedarim that he sets up for himself, personal fences, or fences that are set up by Chazal. We know from Shlomo HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech said, Chazal set up certain gedarim when it came to the king, right? They shouldn't have too much money, shouldn't have too many wives, and shouldn't have too many horses. And Shlomo HaMelech said, no, the situation is different, I'm not going to go back to Mitzrayim, and I know how to control myself, and I'll keep all of my many, many wives at bay, and the money won't bother me, all these things will be fine. Ironically, the Kliyakar on that pasuk in Dvarim, which is talking about the Kesef, the Sus, and the Isha, the Kliyakar points out, Rosh Tevos of Kesef, Sus, and Isha spell, Kisei, that if the king keeps all these three things of the Kesef, Sus, and Isha, so then he'll be able to keep his throne, his Kisei. But Shlomo HaMelech fell, and he was not able to keep himself in these three things. Even these gedarim that Chazal set up, that the Torah set up, we have to keep them very carefully and hold them as stridently as possible. And this is the major issue with the Kli Yakar. The lesson of the Parah Aduma cannot be that you don't have to refortify yourself. You can refortify yourself and then go into a terrible situation and put yourself in that situation once again. The Parah Aduma, the whole point of the Parah Aduma, all the Gedarim of the Parah Aduma, it is so difficult to bring the Parah Aduma Bizman Hazeh. We get very excited when we see in the news about a red cow, but there's about 30 other things that need to happen before you find yourself a red cow. The red cow is the least of our issues. We need to raise a Kohen in total Tahara. The mother has to be brought, she's pregnant, to a place that's totally immune from all types of Tumah. He has to be raised there, and you have to have backup Kohanim kids, and they take the Kohen boy, and they put him on the back of an ox, and there's a plank on top of it, so that it should be an OL, so the Tumah shouldn't come up, and he has a special cup that's made out of stone. There are so many layers in the way to make sure the Parah Aduma turns out perfect and fine, and it's completely tahor. Layers on top of layers. Chazal even say we know that there's so many gedarim, but this is part of the process we take in making sure we remain tahor and kadosh. It cannot be the lesson of the Parah Aduma is that, okay, you know, you make sure you do tshuva and then you run it again and hopefully things will be okay. The lesson of the Parah Aduma is to be rachuk, to be distant, to make sure we keep our gedarim and our fences. I would say lehefech of the Kli Yakar lefi neastaiti. I would say that the issue is that a person who is, that the Parah Aduma teaches us, that someone who is metahir himself, a person who thinks that he's totally good and he's totally fine and everything is torn, everything is kadosh, and I can go back into that situation again, what happens to the person who's metahir himself? It ends up that he becomes tamei. If he doesn't keep his gedarim, doesn't keep his fences to make sure that he keeps himself on the right path, so that person who's metahir himself in his mind will end up being tamei. I want to point out that the Kli Yakar even says what we're saying in another place. The Kli Yakar seems to contradict himself, so I don't find it so bad to say that the first Kli Yakar is problematic, because the Kli Yakar repeats himself in the end of the Torah. If you look on the last page, the Kli Yakar writes in the end of Devarim, "V'lo rechoka hi." Right, we have a machlokas amongst the Rishonim. Is this the parsha of Tshuva? This is the parsha of Torah. So the Kli Yakar understands that it's the parsha of Tshuva. He says, "V'lo rechokahi l'fi she'amu rabbeinu zal." Chazal told us in the Gemara in Yuma Peivav, "Heichi dami bal Tshuva." What is a bal Tshuva? Going Shuba osa ma'isli yado pirish mimenu mechayi Rav Yehuda ba'osa perak ba'osa makom ba'osisha. The same thing, right? The same Gemara, the same circumstances. That's the person who overcomes. He's a bal Tshuva. V'im kein mishachata be'isha me'aver liyam. If a person did an avera with a woman on the other side of the ocean, Shema Tomar Shein Lo Takana At Shiava Orchos Yamim Lo Samakam Shechavo. Right? God, I got to travel all the way back across the country to go do tshuva, so I can stand in that room with a woman and not do an avera. Shar Shavar Bo Valideh Zeh Yimna Mina Tshuva. I can't do tshuva now because I can't afford a plane ticket to go back to that avera anymore. Al Zeh Amar Shein Davar Kein. Says the Torah, says the Kli Yakar, Ki karov eilecha hadavar ma'od. You just need yourself to do tshuva. You don't need anybody else, like the Maharal said. Beficha, all you need is vidui. Bilvavcha, all you need is charata, regret. Va'az dai lecha bazeh. And that is sufficient. Ki picha ulevavcha b'makom achet. Because your mouth and your heart can stand in the place of the sin. Ki leiv hutal hata oscha. V'makom hatikun ha-tshuva. Your heart is where the tshuva is. Dahainu nami ba'osa makom. In that place. Ki lo amar ba'osa isha. Doesn't have to be with that woman. El ravcha demilsa. It's just an expression. Avol ein ikar ha-tshuva tali bozeh. But the Kli Yakar says himself, Iker tshuva does not depend on being in that same place. So we're left with two tsarach ians on the Kli Yakar. A steer within the Kli Yakar himself, and the whole idea that a person should go and put himself in the place of possible avera. So we come out, practically, we need to be so careful. Obviously, it should go without saying, but unfortunately in our time, it needs to be said, when it comes to issues of immorality with other people, when it comes to issues of Shmir Seinayim with computers and other things like that, gedarim, gedarim, gedarim. It is so important to have fences to keep them and to make sure that we stick to those. And don't say that I know myself, I know better. If a person failed in that area, so then a person needs to make sure that they have the gedarim in place, to have the filters, and to have the buddy systems, whatever it is. Those things are a necessity in this generation. But not just that, when it comes to other types of averos, if a person struggles with talking during davening, so then don't sit next to the person who talks to you during davening. This is a big question I have. I don't get it. The person says to me, Rabbi, I know I got to work on talking during davening. So why do you sit next to the guy? Because, you know, I don't want him to think that I'm a loser because I'm not sitting next to him, I'm too from, whatever. You need to keep gedarim. The point of the gedarim is to keep you from falling back into that. And therefore, when it comes to any issue, any avera, where we fail, where we want to grow, where we want to be better, the halacha is not like the kliyakar in Parshas Chukas. The halacha is like the kliyakar in Parshas Netzavim. And it's just a milsa, ravcha de milsa, it's just an expression. But our idea is to make sure we keep our fences, we keep to ourselves, and to make sure we continue to grow in our avodas Hashem.